All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another wonderful week of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, as I said, is a wonderful week. We have the official signing of James Storm, one of the two wrestlers not on the PWA roster that were part of the Lethal Lottery. I think I said one last week, but we were in communication with Storm and trying to iron out all the agreement for it, but he has now officially signed on with the PWA. So he'll have his opening match and debut in singles competition tonight. Also on the card, we have the Four Corners Elimination match for the Dark Horse title, as we have Mark Merrow defending the title against Johnny B. Bad, Brooklyn Brawler, and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. We have, again, James Storm making his PWA singles debut against Barry Horowitz. We've got the Nightmares facing off against Too Cool. Two of the also newer guys, Magnum TA and Greg the Hammer Valentine, facing off against each other. And then in our main event tonight, it is Jerry the King Lawler facing off against living legend Larry Zbysko. And that should be a great encounter there. So let's get into the card here. We start off with that Four Corners Elimination match for the Dark Horse title. And usually it's a 15-minute time limit, but this has been made a no time limit match between these four guys. The last one remaining is the Dark Horse champion. Danny Davis signed this match 2 weeks ago. And so pinfalls, submissions, countouts, disqualifications, however you are eliminated. Yes, the last one standing will be the Dark Horse champion. So all four men, Mark Merrow, Johnny B. Bad, Brooklyn Brawler, and Beef Stew Lou Marconi, come down to the ring with only minimal fanfare. All of them wanted to have a moment to speak, but I refused to allow it. Enough talking, just get to the action. The match doesn't even get off the ground. Jerry Calhoun has his hands full trying to establish some order in the match. After about 2 minutes of futile instructions to all four men, Calhoun calls for the bell. The ring announcer says that Calhoun has declared the match a no contest since none of the wrestlers will listen to his instructions. The four men continue to battle until answer to no one plays. I come out to the entrance ramp with Eddie and Danny. Serious stuff is happening if all three of us are out in force. I declare that the Dark Horse title has been held up due to the happenings in tonight's match. There is no Dark Horse champion at this moment. The booking committee will have to confer as to what we are going to do to crown a new champion. Honestly, in all of this, Barry Horowitz is the one who really got screwed in this match, even though he wasn't involved. Who will be the next Dark Horse champion? You'll have to see what we come up with in the next couple of weeks. Missy comes out to the interview desk. Eddie comes over from the entrance ramp. Lance comes around to talk with them. Eddie speaks about his disappointment with Iron Mike Sharp. It was one thing to storm out of the Lethal Lottery match last week, but Sharp hasn't responded to any phone calls or texts. He demands that Sharp make his intentions known now before dire consequences take place. Sharp doesn't come out. The Jumbotron shows the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International walking the halls backstage looking for Sharp. Okay, there is some dissension in the ranks among Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. We're going to have to see how this plays out, because Missy and Eddie head back after Sharp still will not come out, and the rest of the stable has not found him backstage either. Next match has Bradshaw facing off against Black Bart. And Bradshaw and Bart have a great match. Bart looks like he might have the upper hand several times, but Bradshaw shows why he has held the American Tag Team titles 3 times. Bradshaw gets the pin after the clothesline from Hell in a time of 12 minutes, 16 seconds. After the match, Bart tears apart the ringside area. He grabs the microphone and tells the fans that he is tired of the mistreatment he has received from the PWA. Bart says that he's leaving the PWA on his own terms. With that, he storms out of the arena. So it looks like Black Bart is now gone from the PWA roster. But now we look at the newest member of the PWA roster, James Storm, as he battles against Barry Horowitz. And Storm has a quick squash match against Horowitz. Horowitz tries to take control after being backdropped over the top rope with a flying double axe handle, but Storm nails him with the Last Call to get the pin in a time of 2 minutes, 44 seconds. Your winner is James Storm. Outside, Iron Mike Sharp drives into the parking lot and climbs out of his car. Austin Idol and Doug Gilbert rush him from off camera. They slam his head repeatedly into the car before slamming him onto the hood with a double powerbomb and leaving him there. So Sharp has made his entrance to the ring, and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International have decided to not let him say his piece. They're just going to take out a pound of flesh. We'll see how that goes for them. All right, next match has Farouk facing off against Davey Boy Smith. Two powerhouses colliding in a great battle. Farouk gives Smith everything that he can handle, but Smith drops him across the top rope from a military press slam to take control of the match. Smith gets the pin after a short clothesline from the corner in a time of 3 minutes, 50 seconds. Your winner is the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith. Iron Mike Sharp comes out to the interview desk with Kendall, Tracy, and Michelle. Sharp demands a match with Idol and Doug. He throws in Eddie's name as well. A 6-man tag team match to settle all the problems. No disqualifications, no countouts, just let everyone get their frustrations out on each other. I come out to the interview desk and say that yes, this match needs to happen. However, I'm not going to have the match just happen without some proper motivation. Not just the hatred between everyone. The match will happen tonight if Kendall puts up his title shot against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert's American heavyweight title. Kendall looks to the other two wrestlers for a moment before agreeing to the match. So here we are, another main event signed for tonight. 6-man tag team match. Eddie and Doug Gilbert and Austin Idol facing off against Iron Mike Sharp, Kendall Windham, and Tracy Smothers. This is going to be a great match. And of course, if Kendall, Tracy, and Mike lose, Kendall loses his title shot at Eddie Gilbert on St. Valentine's Day Massacre. All right, next match has Nightmares versus Too Cool. In a match that will likely determine who challenges for the Illinois Tag Team titles, the Nightmares and Too Cool have a quick-paced match. And Brian pins Ken after a superplex in a time of 6 minutes, 15 seconds. Your winners are Brian Christopher and Scott Taylor, Too Cool. I come out to the ring to announce that next week we will be having 4 qualifying matches for our spots in the upcoming IAW United States Heavyweight Title Tournament. The 8 men who will be getting an opportunity to represent the PWA in the tournament will be Jerry the King Lawler, Living Legend Larry Zbyszko, Greg the Hammer Valentine, James Storm, Magnum TA, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, Bradshaw, and the British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith. The actual matchups will be announced later this week, but any of the possible pairings will show how great a tournament this is going to be over the next couple of months. Next match has Magnum TA facing off against Greg the Hammer Valentine. Could this be one of the matchups next week to get into the United States Heavyweight Tournament? It absolutely could be. Both wrestlers act like tonight is the real deal. Magnum gets the pin with the belly-to-belly suplex after catapulting Valentine into the turnbuckle in a time of 9 minutes, 12 seconds. All right, and the first of our main events tonight. Jerry the King Lawler faces off against living legend Larry Zbyszko. And Lawler and Zbyszko look like they're going to have a great match. But Lawler tosses Zbyszko over the top rope. Tommy Young calls for the bell. Lawler pleads his case that Zbyszko's momentum took him over. But Young refuses to restart the match. Zbyszko climbs back into the ring, and the two continue to brawl without any worries about keeping it clean. So Larry Zbyszko gets the win by disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 17 seconds. But again, the match really isn't over, because Zbyszko tosses Lawler out of the ring and comes off the ring apron with a double axe handle. But Lawler drags the guardrail into the way. Lawler drops Zbyszko back into the ring steps with a Russian leg sweep. Young backs Lawler away from Zbyszko. Lawler wants to keep going, but Young manages to get him back to the dressing room, or back towards the dressing room at least, before checking on Zbyszko. But Larry Zbyszko gets the win, even though Lawler seems to have gotten the upper hand afterwards. All right, now we've got the six-man tag team match that people have been waiting for the last few minutes. It's finally here. An impromptu second main event. No disqualifications, no countouts. Kendall's shot that he won in the Tower of Doom match is on the line. You may wonder, what's in it for Hot Stuff and Hyatt International? Everything. Their attempt to hold power over the PWA. Their attempt to keep Kendall and Tracy out of their plans. Their desire to now punish Iron Mike Sharp. The six men and two women make their way down to the ring for what they assume will be an outrageous brawl. It is. There is very little following of the rules throughout the match. Thankfully, we have both David Manning and Jerry Calhoun around the ring to at least act like there are rules, even if they are only there to count pinfall attempts. Eddie tries to keep himself out of most of the action. Tracy and Kendall double-team Doug for a good portion of the match, while Sharp does his best to take Idol out of the picture. Sharp nails Idol with the loaded arm brace, but Eddie tackles him as he goes for the pin. Kendall drills Doug into the concrete floor with a pile driver. Tracy climbs the turnbuckle and leaps off with a flying elbow onto Idol. Manning crawls in to count the pin. In a time of 24 minutes, 10 seconds, your winners are Kendall Windham, Tracy Smothers, and Iron Mike Sharp. A trio that, yeah, you would not have thought possible even last week. But now they are together battling against Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. So Kendall gets to keep his title shot against Eddie Gilbert in 2 weeks. So how is that going to go when we get to St. Valentine's Day Massacre? You're going to have to come back and find out. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.